Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Well, it turns out that parrots seem to be pretty choosy about their music. According to the Daily Telegraph, scientists have discovered that parrots have personal tastes in music. Scientists played music to a pair of African gray parrots and found that the birds' preferences differed greatly. Dr. Frank Perron, he's of the University of Lincoln, he headed this study, and he says that both birds enjoyed rock and folk music from artists like U2, UB40, and Joan Baez. They even got into the music, bobbing their heads, squawking like they were singing along. When they were playing Bach, though, they became very relaxed. Meanwhile, they seemed to become distressed when researchers played electronic dance music. Perron says that's when EDM was played and the birds screamed in a distressed, scared way. But they did a second study and the birds were placed in a cage equipped with a touchscreen. They could play either Scissor Sisters, I Don't Feel Like Dancing, or Vangelis. Well, during the month-long experiment, the pair chose to play the songs a combined 1,400 times. But here's the problem. One bird liked Scissor Sisters better, while the other preferred Vangelis. Go figure. One Swedish retirement home is getting a new guest. It's a robotic seal. According to a care trust in Sweden, they brought in the Japanese bot to help improve the morale of residents. Barrett Lundstrom, he's the chair of the care trust, says that the seal has appealing eyes and soft fur, which is pleasant to touch. He added that he hopes it'll bring comfort to elderly people who feel anxious. Link Po King University is backing up Lundstrom. They say that robotic seals are more effective in calming people than robotic dogs. The reason is most people are accustomed to dogs' behavior, and when they discovered that the robot dogs aren't real, then they become disappointed. And because people aren't used to the movement of a seal, it makes the robotic seal more believable. The university study also found that after children and the elderly interacted with a robot seal, they became calmer and more in tune with their surroundings. Lundstrom prefers the robot over the real-life counterparts. He says there's no risk of allergies and the robot is easier to handle. He adds, when you put the robot in somebody's lap, it stays there. And I add, it doesn't smell like fish, which is a lot better. Want to get your pet a modeling or showbiz gig? Here are some tips for the aspiring pet momager. You want to strike a pose. Don't spend a fortune on professional photos. Simply snap a few well-lit and clear shots of your dog or cat. Capture their personality and have them printed in a 10 by 8 inch format. You also can draft a resume for your dog or cat. Put together a montage of photos of your pet with different looks and then some tricks that they may do, and submit your pet's package to several agencies. Get an agent. You can contact advertising agencies in your area that will directly work with pet products. However, an agent will increase your pet's shot at stardom. But beware of scams and make sure that you ask each agency for their terms and conditions up front. And most importantly, let your pet know about that casting couch thing. I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
We've been talking all morning about these dogs that are learning to drive. And if you haven't seen the videos over on YouTube, they've gone viral. Just type in driving dogs. It is amazing to see these animals actually driving and using the stick shift, the blinkers, looking behind them to see if there's a car in the other lane. And they're driving these retrofitted Mini Coopers.
What are they, super dogs?
They are super dogs. And who's the super trainer behind that? Mark Vetti, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, what time is it? Where are we calling you, first of all?
I'm in Auckland, New Zealand, and it must be about 9 o'clock here in the morning, something like that.
On Sunday.
On a Sunday morning. How is Sunday?
Sunday's great. You can look forward to it.
You're training these dogs. How many dogs are you training to drive?
Well, we've trained them, and they've done the world first, and we've trained three. We rescued them out of the SPCA shelter here in Auckland, with the purpose to demonstrate that dogs out of shelters are as intelligent or more intelligent than any others.
How did you select the dogs that were going to participate in this?
Well, we train animals for film and television, and I'm also an animal psychologist, so we treat behavior problems in animals. So basically, we use similar criteria to what we use for a film animal, but we had six or seven to choose from, and really, to be honest, any one of them could have done it. So it was really on the basis of which ones were good and stable under pressure, and when they, because we knew there was going to be cameras and lots of things happening, a bit like a film set, and trainability in terms of food orientation, because we click a train. And, stability and temperament.
Is there a certain breed that performed better than another breed?
Well, there is in the traditional sense. We tend to find the breeds that we select for trainability, like the Border Collies and German Shepherds, and those kind of breeds tend to be more trainable. But hybrids, which is what you invariably get or almost always get out of shelters, which are, mutts, basically, you get what we call hybrid vigor, which is the benefit of two breeds coming together, and you get an extra kind of a vigor, and that can include trainability. So, and certainly we found that with these guys. They were fantastic to train.
Whose idea was it to do this?
It started out with Minnie and their agency starting to do the gag, and we started out kind of thinking, we'll just do, I don't know whether you've seen the Subaru ad and ads like that, where they basically, what we do when we're training film animals is quite a bit of it's a cheat. You teach them little bits and pieces and then you edit it together, whereas this is the dogs are in the car driving by themselves with no trainer in the car. We're just communicating with them through an RT, through a radio. So to actually get to take it from that stage to the next stage, they asked me basically in the early stages, did I think I could do it? And I was stupid enough to say yes, so the project evolved where it is.
Well, this was so cool. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just wonder if this is going to turn into a commercial venture.
Yeah, or a movie.
Is there
going to
be a
something
commercial behind this? Some company like Saab, or they reached out to you and said, hey, we want to make a car commercial with the dogs? Anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been massive, actually. Looks like we're going to be doing Top Gear in March. Mini, obviously, because they initiated the project. We'll be going with Mini. Mini are owned by BMW, so between BMW and Mini, we'll be heading down that track, I expect, with them. It's gone so big. I think we're heading towards 10 million views.
Oh, now, where are these dogs now? Are they in homes? Are they with you?
We're just right at the moment in the final stages of rehoming them or homing them. And one of the problems is...
You have to keep your keys locked away if you adopt one of these dogs.
They're with their trainers, still with me. One of them's with me. Monty's with me at the moment, and the other two are with their trainers. In fact, to be honest, they're all at my place at the moment because everyone else has gone on holiday. And we'll be looking at the final adoption kind of process, but they'll be moving on to big and better things as well. So there's lots ahead for them and for us, that's for sure.
I so much idolize you. I mean, I just watched the long version of the video, and I thought, man, this guy is so good. And I thought to myself, just what you said about being dumb enough to take on the task. Was there any point in time when you were doing this that you were afraid, or you were just worried that you wouldn't be able to do it?
Many points, but I mean, we do some pretty amazing things. We do the kind of the big Narnias, the wolves on Narnia, and all the animals. We did Lord of the Rings and Last Samurai and all those kind of movies. So, you know, we're up for big challenges. And with my background in animal psychology as well, I teach animal behavior and learning psychology, and so we use some pretty sophisticated positive reinforcement techniques that. Probably aren't necessarily available as the whole package to many other people in the world. I suppose we had the advantage, but there certainly was times when we transitioned from the rig to the car. You know, we had some pretty funny moments, you know, when the old accelerator bumped on to full throttle and there's a trainer chasing the dog down the runway. And the film cameraman nearly getting run over. And we do have a remote-controlled cutout and safety brake for welfare reasons, you know, if something goes wrong, so... If we hadn't had that, we might have been in for a bit more trouble. But there was a lot of laughter and a lot of fun. But also quite a lot of work. Obviously, we were training three times a day, and it was a full on. It was just like a big full on film project. Basically.
So no people were hurt during the filming of this.
No people were hurt during the filming of this. No, I'm pleased to say there was a few close calls.
You know what? For all the folks listening right now who are just trying to teach their dogs basic stuff, what message could you give folks just trying to teach their dog to give them their paw or sit or anything like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, the quickest method, I mean, you'll notice all the professional trainers are certainly the better ones, use clicker training. Clicker training's a little clicker, is just a little tool that makes a click sound, and it's a promise of a food reward. We call it a bridge. It's a bit that comes from the work with training dolphins and so on, where you... Dolphin jumps up, touches the ball way over there. You blow a whistle at that point. It knows that it's done the right thing. When it hears that, comes swimming back and gets the fish. Same principle as the clicker. And so the clicker speeds up learning in dogs about 10 times. And the reason that is it's a consistent stimulus that they can identify when they're doing something right. And the hardest thing for a dog, or any animal for that matter, because we train lots of species, they don't know what you want them to do, obviously. So the clicker tells them exactly what you want them to do, and it's a promise of a food reward, so they're going to be working towards doing it. And once they've got that click a few times, they're away. A really nice book called Don't Shoot the Dog by Karen Pryor, if people want to have a wee look at one of your American trainers.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have a look at how to clicker train, it's a great technique. The other thing I'd say is the first 4 months of a dog's life is the formative period. So if you get one from the shelter, obviously you've missed that period. So you're going to see what dog you get in terms of its sociability and its ability to deal with life. But if you have the chance to get a pup, you know, get them at 7 to 8 weeks and spend that next 2 months really socialising them, getting used to your world. You know, what you do and what you want them to do.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.